Imagine a world where technology doesn't replace human creativity, but amplifies it. Where Italian journalists embrace AI assistants that check their work. Where insurance companies craft hyper-personalized policies. And where banks provide expert financial guidance 24/7 through digital advisors. This isn't science fiction, it's the present reality of intelligent automation as detailed in The Automation Advantage. Written during the pandemic, a period that saw 55% of companies increase their automation investments, this practical guide emerges from real-world experience rather than theoretical concepts. The question for businesses today isn't whether to automate, but how to scale automation effectively across organizations in ways that enhance human capabilities rather than replace them. Automation has evolved dramatically since Ford engineer Del Harder first coined the term less than 75 years ago. While the Industrial Revolution introduced mechanized processes, today's intelligent automation incorporates cognitive technology that makes decisions, recommends actions, and even evolves its own capabilities. We experience this daily through Netflix recommendations, augmented reality shopping, surgical diagnostic tools, and customer service chatbots. What's remarkable is how these technologies are being embraced rather than feared. Consider Il Secolo XIX newspaper, where journalists universally adopted an AI assistant that checks data consistency and suggests relevant links. Rather than feeling threatened, the staff welcomed a tool that enhanced their creativity and judgment. Organizations typically progress through 5 distinct levels of automation maturity. They start with tools-driven experimentation, then move to process-driven optimization using lean methodology. The third level introduces robotic process automation, RPA, for repetitive tasks, delivering 50 to 80% cost reductions and 80 to 90% faster completion times. At the data-driven level, organizations recognize data as a crucial enterprise asset for AI-driven automation. Finally, at the intelligence-driven level, companies implement automation at scale, incorporating AI that extends beyond rules-based work into areas traditionally requiring human judgment. Despite compelling reasons to invest in intelligent automation, over 3/4 of companies struggle to scale it across their business due to 5 major barriers: talent shortages, cultural resistance, process problems, legacy technology limitations, and strategic misalignment. The talent challenge is particularly acute. Companies need diverse teams with automation, programming, data analytics, visualization, security, and ethics expertise. Yet only 3% of organizations plan significant training investments despite acknowledged skills gaps. Cultural resistance is another major hurdle, with 80% of respondents citing culture and change management as critical factors for AI success. While 60% of workers fear automation will eliminate jobs, most employers view cognitive technologies as means to augment human capabilities rather than replace people. Common myths hinder automation's potential. Contrary to the belief that customers always prefer human interaction, research shows they often prefer automation for routine transactions, while valuing human touch for complex issues and relationship building. Another myth frames automation as primarily technical, when successful organizations typically invest 70% of effort in change management and process redesign, with only 30% in technical implementation. The wait-and-see approach proves counterproductive. Early RPA adopters develop institutional knowledge about process optimization that late followers struggle to match. Also misguided is the notion that automation is a one-time project. In reality, it requires continuous improvement. Effective automation starts with clear business strategy. Whether competing on price or innovation, automation initiatives must advance your competitive advantage. Business leaders should co-create automation strategy with IT, with business units owning outcomes. Implementation follows 4 guiding principles: simple, seamless, scaled, and sustained. One financial services company exemplifies this with their AI-powered wealth management advisory, providing customers with instant expert guidance while positioning the bank as a digital innovation leader. When implementing intelligent automation, organizations face the challenge of determining what to automate first. Without central coordination aligned with strategic priorities, automation initiatives remain scattered and fail to achieve collective impact. A simple but powerful framework guides this work. Eradicate unnecessary processes, optimize what remains, and only then automate. Before automating any process, organizations should question whether the work needs to be done at all. A large bank discovered this when addressing 75,000 monthly batch jobs that frequently failed. Rather than automating fixes, they investigated root causes and found flawed code. By applying 250 permanent fixes, they reduced incidents by 46%, eliminating the need for automation altogether. For necessary processes that can't be eliminated, optimization should precede automation. This begins with accurate process mapping based on observation rather than theoretical descriptions. Using methodologies like lean process improvement, teams should identify bottlenecks, eliminate unnecessary steps, and streamline workflows before considering automation. Most processes involve a mix of tasks, some suitable for automation and others requiring human judgment. BNY Mellon exemplifies this balance, deploying hundreds of bots to accelerate payment processing while keeping employees to handle exceptions requiring judgment. The automation journey is never truly complete. It's an ongoing cycle of implementation, measurement, learning, and enhancement. Successful organizations approach automation as a transformation journey rather than a one-time technology deployment, establishing dedicated teams for continuous improvement. Most companies now opt for a Center of Excellence, COE model, to achieve synergies and consistency while encouraging business unit initiative. Organizations typically choose between centralized, decentralized, or hybrid models based on their unique business structure. A centralized model works well for organizations requiring strict standardization, while decentralized approaches suit companies with diverse, independent business units. Beyond structure, organizations must build technology solutions that can evolve rather than become obsolete. Enterprise automation architecture must be built with six key considerations: adaptive systems, a data fabric, AI at the core, cloud adoption, security architecture, and a platform-centric approach. Perhaps most importantly, organizations must address the human side of automation. By 2025, an estimated 40% of core skills will change for current roles, and 50% of employees will need reskilling. Companies should educate broadly about automation benefits to counter suspicion and resistance. Beyond addressing fears, organizations must cultivate a culture conducive to automation by inspiring people's imaginations about possibilities. While many enterprises are experimenting with automation, few achieve its full transformative value. Those that scale successfully gain an enduring performance advantage. Beyond technology investment, automation success requires embracing management principles that ensure solutions are relevant, resilient, and responsible. Relevance requires bridging the gap between cutting-edge technology and practical business problems. Resilience enables enterprises to navigate through complex situations, with AI's learning capabilities allowing organizations to emerge from crises stronger than before. Responsibility addresses ethical issues by ensuring solutions are unbiased, transparent, controllable, and protected. Over the next decade, organizations will transform as they reorient toward constant innovation, investing in technologies and people skills that form interconnected webs of capability. The future belongs not to those who simply deploy technology, but to those who thoughtfully integrate it with human capabilities, creating systems where machines handle what they do best, freeing humans to focus on creativity, empathy, and innovation. The question isn't whether intelligent automation will transform your organization, but whether you'll shape that transformation intentionally, building systems that amplify human potential rather than diminish it. Will you lead this change or merely react to it?